What's all this dance about then, Robert?
It's very, very simple. It's all about the opening stance and the follow-through. That's really all it is. Have a go, have a go. Ah. That's the board there. 60, yeah. 100, 120. 180, yeah. That's quite good, yeah.
Thank you.
Talented teams of riveting rivals will tear around our stacks of trash with only one target in mind.
It's darts, scrap heap style, and, as you'd expect, they're not going to be chucking any old arrows. Oh, no! Oh, try this one for size.
Our teams will have to build monster machines that can chuck giant darts at our oversized dartboard.
Let's welcome Scrap Heap's first all-women team, three brainiacs, the Iron Maidens. They're gearing up to crush the competition with a dose of girl power.
But their opponents will be no pushover. Three beefy blokes from Yorkshire, the Jousters.
It's shaping up as a battle of brains versus brawn.
Look, no.
Come on, now!
Our teams have got just 10 hours to fashion up fantastic darts flingers.
Go, 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 keep going back.
But who will hit the bullseye and dart through to the second round?
Iron Maidens.
Yeah!
Jousters!
Yeah!
In one of our wilder flights of fancy, this week we're going to challenge you to fashion a fearsome flinging machine for a game of giant darts.
But you won't be throwing any airy-fairy arrows. This is what we call a dart, or at least it will be when you made it into one. Now, don't worry, we won't be asking you to throw them in the back room of the Dog and Duck. We'll be taking you to our spacious scrap heap arena where your monster missiles can really go the distance.
OK, teams, you know the score. When the wrecking ball is released, you have just 10 hours to build yourself a giant dart-chucking machine.
Jousters, are you game on?
Yeah!
Iron Maidens, are you ready to score double top?
Yes!
Wait for it, wait for it. Go!
The Iron Maidens are off with a sprint, while those jousters are obviously pacing themselves.
To make sure the ladies' darts team's aim is true, we've drafted in special effects whiz kid Todd Todashini.
To make the jousters feel happy on the hockey, we've unearthed medieval weapons expert Paul Denny.
Right, so it's an arrow flinger. Scared yet?
Yeah.
Whatever these clever clogs come up with, it promises to be something special. If you reckon all scientists are boring men in white coats, think again. But the Iron Maidens are no angels. Captain Suzanne is a mechanical engineer and heads up a team who promotes science to school kids. Nuclear physicist Harry crackles with atomic energy. And Wendy is a wizard at all things audio. These women have the know-how and they're not afraid to get their hands dirty.
What's this called? Pass that over, please.
We're the Iron Maidens, and brains always triumph over brawn.
The jousters love nothing better than a good old scrap. Keeping his band of men in line is Captain Tom.
Andre!
Scotty is a fearsome foe. Sparky is used to having a target in his sights. But can these gallant knights topple a trio of merry maidens? The challenge is to build a giant dart flinger, and the jousters are riding high.
Being jousters, this is just up our street. What do you think, a giant crossbow or something like that?
Yeah. I would say a giant crossbow, yes.
Brilliant. So happens I know a thing or two about crossbows as well. We have a stock, a bow, string.
Wind it back somehow. Releasing mechanism and...
To make their crossbow, the jousters need lots of sheets of bouncy wood that they'll clamp together to form a bow. They'll then attach it to a heavy beam called the stock. A rope will be tied to each end of the bow and a winch stuck on the stock to give them enough power to pull the bow back. The jousters need to draw their bow back a long way to get the distance. But if they go too far, there could be too much strain on it and the bow may snap.
There's nothing oldie-worldy about the Iron Maiden's plan. They've brainstormed up a new concept in flinging.
We have a long lever here, spring-powered. On top of that lever is a rope, comes down, attaches onto the back of our arrow.
We need to make sure that the rope disattaches from the arrow before it starts in flight, otherwise it's going to pull at the angle.
That's absolutely critical.
The brainy ladies have come up with a plan that's really chucking edge. Their design is made up of a giant spring attached to a pivoting throwing arm. They'll attach a wheel-like section onto the throwing arm, which they reckon will release the dart nice and smoothly. When they pull the arm back, the spring will compress. When the spring's released, it'll let out uncoiled energy, moving the wheel section of the arm forward and taking with it a rope that'll pull the dart towards the board. It's big and it's clever, but will it ever work?
Let's go. Let's go.
Off you go. And don't be long.
That's more than enough chat. Time for our teams to jump onto their trusty steeds and fly into battle.
The Iron Maidens are hunting out springs and lots of lightweight metal for their dart-flinging frame. Bingo! Our PhDs seem well at home on the scrappy.
Oh, well. Just what we need.
At this rate, they could be up for a doctorate in scavenging.
Is this what you need?
That is a nice piece of metal.
It is.
Lovely.
Meanwhile, Jousters, Scotty and Sparky are hunting shed loads of wood to make their mammoth crossbow. It could be an uphill struggle in this mess of metal.
We found, like, the skeleton of, like, a boat trailer with wheels on. Would that be good for a base?
That sounds good. Fetch it in, we'll have a look at it.
And to really rub the Jousters' noses in it, Harry and Wendy have nabbed the perfect base for their springy flinger.
The girls seem to be doing well. No matter how boys have got two.
You can't lift that.
What's some more assistance? Shall we send the girls down?
That is a very big spring. We've waited for years for this to happen. It's historic, you know, the first women's team, all-women's team ever.
I know.
Yeah. How complex is the actual build?
It's a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah. Which is quite good in a way, because then nobody's all on the same
bit. I see. So you can do different components and put it together.
That's the theory. Yeah. Should we take that straight back? Or do you want to go and look for...
Do you want to see the iron bar?
But these brainy maidens seem to have quickly got bored with my small talk.
Watch that spring.
Oh, God. I've been dumped.
Is there anything we can do? We can't do much.
Not really.
Until we get back, can we?
Captain Tom is starting to sound worried, but Jousters, Sparky and Scotty don't seem too down on the dump.
There's certainly a lot of scrap here, isn't there? Mm.
Jousters, Scotty, what do you reckon to the challenge then?
It's a great challenge, yeah. I mean, we're into longbows, but this is something different.
So do you think you've got a bit of an advantage there over the other team because it's something you've got a bit of experience of?
Goodness, it's going to be difficult because if we lose, I mean, we'll never leave it down, but if we win, we might be called chauvinists.
Wendy, come and have a look at this. We got a spring and an elephant.
The maidens have sussed a stash of springs. Instead of one big one, they reckon they can join these smaller ones together for some mega bounce.
Todd's gonna think we're mad.
They also pick up a handy elephant.
Look at
pink
that.
Elephant!
We have a pink elephant!
With springs!
Why? Do we need a pink elephant? It's attached to a spring.
Brilliant.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought we'd keep the pink elephant anyway.
Oh, it's very nice to bring that in. I'm very pleased to see that.
That feels good.
So you got some springs, Tom?
We got some springs.
Springs is good. So this is the actual base of the...
Right. Yeah.
I mean, will the kind of dart kind of fire off this in some way? Is that vaguely what this is starting to be?
Yes.
This is going to be a good, solid, strong base.
But it's this semicircle thing that I'm fascinated by. If you've got to construct that, then that's not going to be made of something else.
Yeah, I think we have,
And, so all that is like a kind of quarter circle that goes patoing.
So the theory
does it
goes.
Actually pull, does it pull the dart with a piece of rope? Is that what
it will
is attached
to
the dart? Right.
Yeah. The rope on the front of it, when it swings around, it's pulling the dart.
That's a unique theory.
I often wonder at times like this if it's unique for a very good reason.
Yeah. Do you think someone did try it and went, oh, that's a really bad idea, we won't use that.
All things are possible, yeah.
The Jousters' castle keep is empty, but dynamic duo Scotty and Sparky are not meant to be rushed.
Have you found anything?
Inch by inch, they're working their way round the scrap heap.
We've got to get something back for him to get started on.
You're not in the pub, are you?
West 90 centimetres. Yeah.
Scrap Heap's first all-women team can sure talk the talk, but can they walk the walk? While Harry and Suzanne forge ahead, Wendy may need to sign up for Metalwork GCSE.
Is it that way up or this way up?
It is the other way up. That way up.
It's really hard, isn't it?
It doesn't take long before she's mastered these tools.
Smoking.
Where are you, boys? How are you doing?
Very well. Our valiant knights have finally spotted their holy grail.
Tom, we found some plywood.
Yeah, bring it all in, Sparky.
This could be just the job to start making up the giant bow. And like an uncoiled spring, Captain Tom bounces into action.
Aha, jousters. How's it all going?
We're getting there.
So, what do you think to the challenge, Tom? I mean, I can see you doing something with some wood here. What's this going to be?
Well, this is going to be the front of the bow. When you put the rope across, pull the rope tight. These are the bits that bend. It's bigger than anything that we've ever seen or made.
Do you reckon you're going to get enough bend in this? You're not worried it's going to break?
Well, that's why we're using plywood, because the plywood's very, very flexible. There's quite a bit of spring in that, and it's over quite a length as well.
Right.
If we were trying to fashion this up out of one single solid piece of wood, then, yeah, we'd run the risk of it snapping.
Now, one thing I have noticed about your team and yourself is you're quite chilled out, aren't you? Are you quite confident you don't need to go much faster?
No, I'm panicking like hell underneath.
So are you like swans?
Yeah.
All calm on the surface,
that's
underneath
right.
Your legs are going like that?
Yeah.
Judging our duelling darters' performance is artillery expert, Lieutenant Colonel Simon West.
Because what do you think of the design so far? I mean, the jousters one is very recognisable, a kind of giant crossbow.
Oh, yeah, I mean, jousters, crossbow, before the time of Christ, standard weapon of choice.
Right. I mean, the problem I can see with the jousters, or potentially see, is that the bow is going to be under enormous strain.
They're layering up pieces to give it thickness,
right,
and therefore more strength. But there might be just too much bulk there in the end,
right,
to transfer enough velocity across to the dart.
But the Iron Maiden's design is completely unique. I've never seen anything even remotely like that before. Do you think that's got a chance of working?
Well, it's got a chance, but it's got some pretty heavyweight steel in there. It'll be interesting to see whether we can get it up to speed. Could be risky.
Yes. Who's your money on at the moment? Who do you think's going to make the better machine?
At this stage, I think I'd put my money on the jousters. Solid design. But the outsider, always a chance.
Yes.
Should we make that the front end? Because there's more, and mount the wheel right at the front.
The Iron Maiden's fragile flinger may look on the flimsy side, but there's no sign of wobbles within this rock-solid crew.
It's nice as well. It's not too heavy, which is good. Hey, we got a rim.
While expert Paul speeds away sorting out the bow, the canny jousters reckon they need to fuel up for the struggles ahead.
Will our brawny northern jousters prove to be the finest flingers, or will our brainy ladies darts teams snatch the match? Join us after the break. Oh, by the way, mine's a fizzy lemonade.
What's the point of today's challenge? Well, we are talking darts. Dirty, great big darts. Like this one. Lights!
The jousters are searching for a large beam to make up their giant crossbow. They also need a winch and some rope. That should keep Sparky and Scotty out of mischief. And Captain Tom's throwing all his weight into making the bow.
Rainy Iron Maidens are cracking on with their wacky flinger. They found a stash of giant springs which they'll stick together to provide enough oomph to power their dart thrower. But it's an untried design. If they don't get their sums right, this bunch of boffins may end up at the bottom of the class.
The Iron Maidens, I've got to say, just seem to be going full steam ahead. It's obviously that thing, I mean, it's an old irony about women working better as a team.
Yeah.
I can only think that's what it is. You know, they get on and they get it done.
The jousters' pile of bits hasn't really taken any shape yet. It's just
some lots of wood, and some very relaxed Yorkshiremen. You know, they've got a captain who's basically seems to be the person who does the least. There was one great moment. He went, right, lads, better crack on, and he picked up a cup of tea.
Could have a drink, haven't you?
Now then, basically, we're going to weld up that. Yep. Put me in about that position there.
Todd and Captain Harry are making up a pivoting arm. It'll be connected to this metal wheel section. When the spring is released, they hope the energy will travel to the arm and fling this wheel forward, shooting the dart towards its target.
The spring will provide the energy to launch the dart. The spring is connected to the pivoting arm, the top of which is shaped like a section of a wheel. The dart will sit on a launch chute and is attached to the wheel by a rope. The dart is then primed or pulled down the chute, ready for firing. Once triggered, the spring will expand rapidly and cause the wheel section to rotate forwards very quickly, powering the dart up the launch chute. Jouster, Sparky and Scotty are single-mindedly hunting down a big beam or stock for their crossbow.
Some lovely engines in there. Have you had a look?
Back at base, Captain Tom is giving expert Paul a helping hand.
Lovely jubbly.
Even though they've thrown two men at it, making up the bow could take quite some time.
Must be coffee time then.
So we're well into the build now, Simon, and you know, things are sort of beginning to progress a bit. I mean, how do you feel they're going now?
Well, just a simple structure using the leaves of each arm, I think, is going to work quite nicely.
And I mean, one of the things that certainly concerns some of the tinker is that plywood snaps.
I think in the end they're going to have to judge it by how it sounds.
Yeah.
Wood will creak before it breaks, and it'll be how much risk they want to take as they wind it back.
But now, what about the Iron Maidens? I mean, they've seemed to have shot ahead with the build. They've done so much so quickly. I was very impressed with what they've.
Well, they have. I mean, they've got a beautifully refined technological solution. Ultimately, I think that may present a few problems.
Mm.
The main pole in front of the arc is a very heavy piece of metal to accelerate, and that might disadvantage them.
So, I mean, who would your money be on now, then?
My inclination is that both will be able to propel the dart.
Right.
The interesting thing will be who can do it most accurately.
Yes, yes.
Who can get the bull?
Hello, Tom and Sparky.
Can we get a few hands down here?
OK, we'll come and give you a hand there.
It's a fanfare, and the jousters don their armour, ready to vanquish the foe. It's a one-sided battle.
You lift our grunt.
The noble knights have captured the stock they need to connect to the bow.
The Iron Maidens are fretting over their lightweight frame.
OK, so we need to consider how to strengthen this. So if we whip those...
They are worried that as their pivoting arm shoots forward, the frame will wobble too much and may even fall apart.
I think a lot of that flex would be lost, I suspect, if we put a third strut in there.
Rather than put them there, figure out how far back that's going to be and put struts across here instead.
Absolutely, that should help a lot.
Top welder Harry jumps to it, beefing up their frame with support struts.
Maidens, how's it all going?
No, not bad.
Not bad.
I come bearing a dart, or what will be a dart.
Part of the dart.
Shall I give that to you?
Thank you.
Excellent.
There's any movement on this yet at all?
There is, actually.
You're going to have to sort of hold it up like that first, right?
So it's that.
And at the bottom of that's going to be attached to the spring that runs through the bottom.
Except slight flaw in our plan.
That kind of stops it rotating as far as it might.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was possibly because I was trying to make the thing strong.
I've got to be honest, it's not the neatest welding I've ever seen. But
it's functional.
Functional is good, and who says neat is good?
Yeah.
You know, if it works, it works.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. 6 hours remaining, team. Thank you.
The jousters are trying to work out exactly how many layers of wood they'll need to clamp together to give them a strong but stretchy bow.
This is 3/4 of an inch.
Mm.
I want to get it up to about a foot thick in the middle. Because we're going to need, I reckon we'll have 4 of these at the maximum extremity.
Right.
If we can get it about, well, 10 inches to a foot thick in the middle.
Right.
And then stagger the pieces as they go out towards the end. What we'll end up with is a profile that goes sort of like this. So we've got nice whippy ends.
Yeah.
And a good solid middle.
The Northern Knights have a cunning plan to make their bow both flexible and strong. All their strips of wood will be differing length to give them a good curve and to build up strength. If the strips were glued together, this wouldn't be very flexible, so they wouldn't get much firepower. So our jaunty jousters have a cunning wheeze. They're going to harness their strips with some old car seat belts so they have room to move. But when they draw their massive bow back, there's not much to keep all those strips from popping out and coming unravelled.
One more to go.
Right, Tom.
Yeah?
I think what we need to do is lay the bow out on the ground, as we're going to have it on the end of the machine.
Right.
Drop this plate on top of it, and drill through for all our bolt fixes.
Yeah.
It's time to test how the layers fit together before they attach them to their stock.
We're not just pretty faces, are we?
But if they don't get a move on, the jousters may be history.
In the Iron Maiden's camp, they're thinking springs. Captain Suzanne bounces into action, putting their giant springer together. She's joining 3 smaller coils to make 1 big spring, which they reckon should give them more than enough power to throw their darts straight through the bullseye. Excellent.
Ready?
Your feet off the ground?
There you go.
Your feet off the ground?
Yes.
Excellent.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
Right, chats. Team chat.
Expert Paul is looking concerned. He realises they're now getting badly behind, and it's time to G up these laid-back knights.
I think we should have a real... We need to crack on. We need to start welding things together and putting things together so that it looks like we've got a crossbow. And then I'll be happier, and I'm sure you'll be happier as well, won't you?
Yeah, yeah.
OK, chaps. Right, let's go for it.
There's still all to play for in our Dirty Darts Scrap Showdown, but will the Iron Maiden's sophisticated spring loader bounce them clean off the occhi, or will the jaunty jousters get clobbered by their colossal crossbow? Don't dart away.
The jousters are slowly, but not so surely, progressing with their enormous crossbow. They've cut on the bow layers and are now securing them to their stock with a huge metal plate. As the first layer goes on, the mood is decidedly relaxed.
We're not inclined to panic in Yorkshire.
But the Iron Maidens are starting to sound stressed.
We haven't got enough metal, so track down anything.
With 1 big spring powering their machine, they desperately need to strengthen their flimsy frame. The hunt is on for metal, any old metal.
Any luck? No.
Room service.
Your lard, gentlemen.
Ah, the lard.
Ah.
What on earth do you need this much lard for?
Lubrication. It should reduce the friction between the sheets of wood, so that when we burn it back, it'll be easier to...
Oh, because it goes between the wood?
Between the wood, yeah.
Who's going to put it on?
I'll do the larding.
Well, you do, you'll lard up, will you? You're happy to do that. That'll be good. I'll remember not to shake your hand later on. See you in a bit.
Lard.
There's nothing the jousters seem to love more than a good lump of lard. One by one, their lardy layers are firmly secured to the stock.
Why don't these want to go in?
By George, this monolithic medieval dart shooter is finally starting to take shape.
maidens are shifting up a gear and get to work on a trigger mechanism.
It's a trigger if it works. If it doesn't work, it's a piece of scrap.
They'll attach the trigger to the dart.
That's going to be in the channel. Nut grips onto the back of the dart.
And on the day, whammo! It works a treat, but it's useless without something to fire. Both teams have to make their own dart, but that's not as easy as it sounds.
It's not the big things that are difficult, it's the making it work.
Yeah.
The Jousters' ply and lard sandwich is almost ready to serve up.
Lovely.
Things you're looking at. The fickle hand of fate is smiling upon us.
It's actually starting to look like a crossbow now. Now I actually see what you mean about the layers of plywood.
Yeah.
So when you pull it, yeah, you're going to pull these ends back like that?
Yeah. And these bits that you can see here should slide over each other as it comes back.
OK. How accurate do you think it's going to be?
We stand a good chance of hitting something.
Each other? Myself?
The ground. Low-flying aircraft. That sort of thing.
Going to need all hands on deck for this one, people.
The Iron Maidens are attaching the rope that will pull back the wheel on the pivoting arm. That arm has sure got some swing, but can that machine make their dart fling?
When the Iron Maiden spring is released, the energy will rotate the wheel section of the arm rapidly forwards. A rope will run round the wheel's circumference and be tied to the dart sitting on the launch chute. The wheel serves to multiply both the distance and the speed of the energy released from the spring. This means the dart should be accelerated faster and for longer. And the wheel shape should also give them a smooth lift-off. If the dart was released in a jerky manner, loads of energy would be lost and end up simply vibrating the frame. The Iron Maidens reckon that a smooth-moving wheel should ensure both a controlled and powerful launch.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours remaining, Jousters. That does mean you have 3 hours.
Hi, guys. How are you doing over there?
Almost finished.
We can do
with
our
hands. We finished our trigger mechanism, our dart and our frame.
Hey. Have you? Well done.
Just to scare you.
I'll see you in the pub tonight, then.
We're just going to have a sit-down now.
Lads.
I know, we've got to get it together.
We've got to get it finished. We're not getting on fast enough. We're not going to get it finished if we don't get our fingers out.
With the maidens' taunts ringing in their ears, the Northern Knights knuckle down to their task. Agincourt must have been a breeze compared to this.
Looks just a bit like a dragon moth,
dude. It is, isn't it? I don't think it's fly, though.
It's going to take a bit of welly to pull that bow back.
I can pull it back about a foot.
They're going to have to do a whole lot better than that. The only solution is to find something that can really make that bow bend. Scotty needs to find the right stuff to bodge up a make-do winch. Their dart is ready and waiting.
Now, there's going to be a lot of force action on this.
It should get a quick release from this basic trigger mechanism. The Jousters will mount their trigger on their stock, attach a rope, and hopefully they'll make up some sort of winch to pull it back. The trigger release can be moved along the stock. The more they move it down the stock, the more oomph they'll get from the bow, flinging the dart a greater distance. Another way to increase range is to aim their machine higher by raising the front end up. Giving the dart greater elevation will give it more time in the air and increase their overall darting distance. But all this is theoretical. If they don't find a winch, they'll have trouble pulling back that trigger at all. Hey, up! What's Scotty got stuck under his arm? He's looking pleased as punch, and so he should. It doesn't take an expert to realise that looks like a pretty powerful winch.
Down. That's it.
It's a tight squeeze, but with a bit of muscle.
Oh, come on! Now! Okay, let's take it through the arc again.
They've got those springs well under control.
Oh, blow me, that kind of works.
So let's imagine we're there, the machine's cocked, the Iron Maiden machine's loaded up fully, the springs all squashed up.
Yeah.
What's actually going to happen when they pull the release trigger? To start with, it's going to be very slow, but then you're going to have rapid acceleration, and the whole frame's going to start bouncing around. My real worry is what's going to happen to the dart itself, because stability of the whole structure may be an issue.
Yeah.
Unlike Jousters' heavyweight machines.
Yeah. But their aiming is presumably quite a lot easier. I mean, they can tip it up or down quite
a lot. Well, that's how they claim, yeah.
Yes. So who do you think is going to win? Who's going to get the triple 20?
The Iron Maidens have got a very good technological solution, and I really ought to go for that. But being a military man, keep it simple. I'm going to go for the Jousters.
Just hold this. At that position. Okay.
The Iron Maidens are in full flight as they add the launch chute for their dart.
Okay.
Now they want to try it out. Watch out in the scrap heap.
I feel a lot safer.
You feel safer,
here.
Yeah.
But the truth is, anything can happen.
Another few inches. Yeah, okay, that's good. Hold it there. Right then.
You got it.
But don't worry, they're going for the driest of dry runs. They're simply testing the firing mechanism with minimal power from the spring loader.
Go on, Suzanne, go on. Give it a bit more, go on. It moved.
Well, they seem happy it'll do the business when those springs are fully primed.
What a fearsome-looking weapon.
It's getting there, isn't it?
Good heavens above. You've done it, guys.
I really didn't think we'd be standing here at this time looking at a finished crossbow, to be honest.
There's a great odour of lard as well. That's very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
So what's it? Have you actually tried pulling it back yet? What's it like?
Yeah, come on, we'll give it a go.
Oh, can we give it a go?
Yeah, yeah. We'll see how far we can get it.
Goodness.
Oh, it's creaking. You can see how much force is in there. We've only moved that about a foot, really.
Terrifying. Oh, I'm scared. We'll all go... So when you load it up, then, this is your trigger mechanism here, is it?
Yeah.
And you'll hook the string in there.
And in fact...
Is this the actual rope you're going to be using?
This is the rope we're going to use.
Right.
Right. The bowstring comes through here.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
And away it goes.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's all you have to do? You just have to pull that out?
Just pull it
out.
And away it goes.
Right.
Wow.
The target seems firmly in their sights as our teams race to finish their fantastic flingers.
Hit it like you mean it.
Tonight, because tomorrow you'll need a clear head, a steady hand, and a straight aim.
Well done, teams!
Well done, Scotty.
Can we go to bed now?
Well done.
We should know there were the.
Will the Iron Maiden's innovative flinger with its super slick throwing arm and big springs fire them into the next round? Or will the Jousters' giant medieval dart thrower with its lardy layered bow land them squarely on target? Find out after the break.
Like all darts heavyweights, our team's machines must lumber into position here at what we darts aficionados call the Occhi. From here, they'll fire their giant arrows at our generously proportioned dartboard.
But before that, our teams have been given the customary 1 hour's tinkering time. Those jaunty jousters just can't keep their hands out of that lard.
You know, with all this lard on this, we should have called it Greasy Joe.
The Iron Maidens are also looking slick and greasing up their giant flinging spring.
Nice. Hello.
How's it all going?
Wonderfully.
Yes, good.
Now, how accurate do you think the aim's going to be?
If it's not going to move left or right very much, it's pretty solid.
OK.
So we've got to aim the channel pretty much at where we want it to go.
Now, are you happy it's going to come out of the channel cleanly?
The rope's attached to the back end.
of the arrow, so it should actually fly quite cleanly.
So how far do you reckon it's going to go? Because the target area looks great, doesn't it? It's really impressive.
It'll go through the other side and keep going.
Will it? It's that tough. Well, because this is one of your... Look at that. Ready for action. This is one of your...
Oh, nice balance.
That's a bolt.
Nice balance.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the... You've got that just about right.
Well, it wants filing a bit, you know.
Does it? Yeah. I mean, the fact that it's heavy on the nose, is that all right?
It's designed to do that.
Is it?
Yeah, you need a bit of weight towards the front, otherwise it won't fly true.
Like, once you've cranked it back, have you got to fire it really quickly, or does it not matter?
It has to be fired really quickly, because it starts to lose its tension in the boat.
So you crank it back, ping, fire it straight away.
Yeah,
right.
Straight away.
Right. Okay. It's going to be quite scary.
It's time for the teams to lumber up to the Oki and set their aim towards that board. Jolly jousters, pull back your bow and prepare to jettison your giant dart.
Plants. Lovely.
The jousters have the target in their sights and the smell of lard in their nostrils. With the dart in the trigger, the fearless team retire to a safe distance.
Now, the thing to look for here is this wonderful bend.
Braveheart Paul winds back the winch.
The wood is bending like anything.
Okay, we're getting there.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I think that might have just fallen short.
An impressive first chuck from the colossal crossbow. The dart fell short of the target by just 10 centimetres.
So close and yet so far. And look, absolutely almost dead on the centre line. Mm. If we know what we're doing, we'll get it next time.
Yeah. You want to check it?
Iron Maidens, steel yourselves. Prepare to spring into action and fire your dart. As Todd guides the dart, the women pull the rope that is easing the projectile down the chute.
And now they're straining back. Now they're beginning. Ah, now maybe this is it now. Oh, it's going back a long way.
Tension.
Go for it. Just keep going for it.
Okay, I'm at my mark.
Hold it.
Todd releases the trigger and off she goes. The Iron Maiden's machine is obviously working well, but they were unlucky with their dart catching on the rope.
I think it was me who loaded it, put the rope over that nut, so it couldn't release.
Right, it got caught on the nut.
It might just be a freak one, that it just did it and it won't do it again. But it technically, it worked fine.
I think they'll be confident with the design of the platform now.
Yeah.
They've seen that they can get the projectile into flight.
OK, you jaunty jousters, draw your bow until the creaks can be heard in North Allerton.
The jousters fell just short of the dartboard in the first round, so now Paul's really winching the bow back to get some extra welly. It's a tense moment.
I can hear it creaking from me.
Lisa to Robert, it really is creaking. They probably can hear it in North Allerton. Over.
Go!
Oh! And it's in the double!
Yes! Ooh, that is incredible. That was so fast.
A fantastic shot for the jousters, with their dart sailing clean through the board, smashing them into the lead.
The fastest I've ever seen him move.
It's gone straight through.
It does, yeah.
All that's left is a bit of lard and some green paint. Now, of course, you can go one better. You could actually get the bull. Have you got any tactics for the next round to actually get your aim spot on?
I ran out of puff on the winder, so I think Tom might come and help me, and we might put two of us on the cranking handle next time. That way we can get it back a bit farther, and we're going to go for a bit more elevation.
Iron Maidens, crank up your springs, check your knots, and aim your arrow! So can the Iron Maidens get a clean release and put some panic into those Yorkshire yeomen?
Keep going.
Oh!
Fire!
It fired!
Well done, girls.
Now I think we got trouble.
The darts certainly fired okay, but they'll need more oomph if they're going to damage the board.
There's another round to go. You never know.
We've got one last thing we can try.
Oh, a secret weapon.
Oh, yes.
One more round to go. Let's see what happens.
The jousters hit just below the bull in the last round. Now they're trying to raise their aim by lifting the bow up on some tyres. But can that bow take one more go?
If you could just about see here, some of these laminations are starting to come apart. We got to here, and that's when it started to make the nasty noises.
Jousters, it's your third and final dart. So what's your strategy for getting the bull this time?
All we've done is we've lifted the front up. We've elevated the front by about 6 inches by putting a spare tyre underneath. So we've lifted it a bit, so we hope to get a bit more elevation.
It really is make or break, isn't it?
It is.
It's do or die.
This is our last shot.
And you're giving it your all, aren't you, Sparky?
Definitely, yeah.
Jousters, step up to the hockey and put Jockey Wilson to shame in your own time. Thank you very much.
The bold knights are not only raising the bow, they're also pulling it back to where it's never been pulled before. It's a high-risk strategy.
Keep going. Keep going.
Unknown territory.
Ow.
Keep going. I heard that was a crack rather than a creep, wasn't it, then?
Keep going. Keep going.
All that is going.
Keep going. Keep going.
Valiant knights gave it their all, but they gave it too much, and their bow couldn't take the pressure.
So, how far did it come back?
We were almost at the point where we
just
wanted to let it go.
You said, didn't you? You said that might be the breaking point, yeah. And it was.
And it was. Oh.
Were you just tempted, Paul, to let go just before that happened? Yeah. Did you think, no, come on, let's just go for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I almost said go. Still, never mind.
Now, this is, dare I say, exactly what the Iron Maidens wanted to have.
Yes, they seem absolutely thrilled.
The competition is now all open
again. Absolutely.
Well, there's no going back now.
So this is the Maidens' secret weapon.
Let's weld it.
They're stripping their machine right down to the spring.
They've taken the lever out completely now. We've got a direct pull between the springs and the dart.
Right.
So it's harder for them to pull back, but there's a lot less friction.
I'm just going to stand here and panic.
OK, we're ready to rock and roll, folks.
OK, Iron Maidens, this is the last chance for the ladies' darts team. Let those arrows sing and batter that bullseye.
OK, slowly, slowly.
Come on, girls.
Slowly. Slowly.
The Iron Maidens are playing darts in the Last Chance Saloon. If they can get closer to the bull than the jousters, they're home and dry.
Keep going.
Slow work, slow work.
Wait, wait, wait.
Go for it.
Wait, 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 wait.
Okay, keep going. Keep going. Go for it.
It's coming out.
Shame. They tried so hard, didn't they? They didn't give up till the last moment.
Go on, chuck your helmet on the ground.
I will.
One adjustment too far, perhaps.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Was it too much girl power? Oh, no, it was their rope that broke.
That means the jousters are this week's victors, and they gallop into the semi-finals.
Well, it's been a bravely fought contest. Oh, Iron Maidens, blood, sweat and tears, but there can only be one winner.
And it is the jousters. Well done, guys.
Well done.
And if you thought that hit the spot, wait till you see what we've got chalked up for you next week. Hey!